Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, hello, hello. We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. Happy Friday the 13th to everyone out there listening into today's show, and everyone else, of course. So we're going to go ahead and take a few callers on today's show, but today is a very spiritual day for most people. On the spiritual spectrum, we also try and be careful upon this day, because this day can be quite lucky, but it can also be quite unlucky, depending upon the energy of the day for each individual. So we're going to go through, take a few callers today. We may not do a full show today. I am just warning you ahead of time. So if we don't get to everyone today, please tune in for next show, which are on Fridays at 7 p.m. And we will try and get to you then as best we can. If we don't get to anyone today, if we don't get to you today, we do apologize. Just tune in for the next show, and we'll always try and get you in best we can. Our first caller will be brought on momentarily. First of all, please don't forget to visit our website over at merlinstaff.com for all of your spiritual counseling needs. Once more, that is merlinstaff.com. Also available through our website at merlinstaff.com, we have spiritual products made by myself for all of your spiritual needs as well. So please check out merlinstaff.com. Our first caller today is going to be area code 386-209. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, your question. Hello.
Hi, Adam. This is Cindy. And
hi,
I'm
Cindy.
From Florida.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. And how can I help you today?
Well, could you give me some insight on what you see for me being able to find a place to move my horses to, and maybe possibly make a residential move myself with them if I can find a location where we can both move together? But I've been looking,
okay.
And none of the doors have opened yet, and I was wondering if you see something coming up quickly, because the property they're on has sold. And they have to be.
Yeah. Well, what I'm sensing here is that you have a particular area you're already got your eye on, and you're really hoping to have that area. Is that correct?
Yes, there is an area I'm hoping for, but it's a couple hours from where I am personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I either have
yes.
to find a place there for me and them that has the acreage for them, or I have
mm-hmm.
to at least quickly, temporarily find another pasture to relocate them here.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do have my
what
eye on
I
the
am
spot.
Sensing right now is you need to keep your eye on that area, because something is going to open up there that is going to be reasonable and fit everything that you have as far as criteria.
Oh, nice. Do you see any time frame?
Mm-hmm. Usually we only do one question per call on this, but I will say you're not going to be waiting very long. Okay, this is like
nice.
Boom, 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 fast, fast, fast.
Awesome.
Usually things like this go very slowly, and I think it has been going slowly for you as is, but now I see the timeline speeding up, okay?
Awesome, thank you so much.
You're welcome, thank you, and once more, have a great day.
You too, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is going to be area code 816. First three digits are 288. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jessica from Kansas.
Yes, hello, Jessica.
And
how can we help you today?
Hi, I just wanted to know, I recently walked away from a relationship this weekend, actually, and I wanted to know if we were going to reconcile.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting here is that this individual is going to come back about. There is a chance for reconciliation. It's going to take a little bit before that actually occurs. We've got about a full week out before we really see a reconnection, okay? And a reconnection here. I feel like there is more that needs to be said and there's more that needs to be shared. And the real message behind this is good job. Keep your throat chakra open. Do not hold back. Do not, stifle yourself in this situation.
Yes, and I haven't been. I've been, giving it to him.
Very good. Very good. So keep positive, stay positive, but do not accept anything less than what you are trying to look for.
Okay, for sure.
Wonderful. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next caller today is area code 347. First three digits are 463. One moment, and there we go. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Mario. My name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, and my question is if you see any reconciliation in relationship with me and an individual named Frank.
Okay, give me one moment, please. You know, the communication with this one has been off for quite some time. It's always communication, okay? There's always communication issues. And this is not unusual because I feel like there's been a pattern of lack of communication from people in your life before. However, there will be a chance to reconcile even with this one. I am just getting that feeling from the universe that there is something bigger and better on its way. Yes, there is a connection with Frank. There is a spiritual connection there, but it may not run as deep as you feel, okay? I feel like Frank has not learned the lessons that he needs to learn and is choosing to purposely ignore those lessons. Now, the reconciliation we're seeing somewhere around next month. I'm getting about the 10th, okay? So I'm feeling here that opportunity will be there, but also, like the last customer, you're going to need to open up your throat chakra. You're going to need to express what you're looking for, and you need to not settle for less than what you want in your own life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I hope this helps you, and I wish you the best upon your journey.
Thank you. Are you available for a private reading after the show tonight?
I will have availability, but if you want to, you can go on the website and you can schedule sessions or readings through there. Have you done a private session with me before?
I think in the past, maybe last year, and it was very good. So I would love to talk with you tonight again if you're available.
Wonderful. Thank you. Why don't you, if you have my number, you can give me a call after the show. If not, I'm going to go ahead and take a snapshot of your phone number now. Is this the one to call you on?
Yes.
Okay,
I don't have your number anymore, so it would be great if you call me.
Okay, wonderful. I'll give you a call and we'll set something up as best we can, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
Thanks. I'll keep listening.
No problem. I got you on mute there. All right. Our next caller is area code 646. First three digits are 431. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Mary, and I'm calling from New York. And I'm calling to ask about, ask to get your insight about my being turned down for a job that I really wanted. Just found out today. And also, if you see something better coming on the horizon.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, give me one moment, please.
Okay,
the first thing that came up was that the position you just got turned down for, okay, yes, it looked great, it looked like it had everything you needed, it looked like it was going to be a room for you to grow in so many ways, but appearances can be deceiving, okay? This is something where they're saying, yes, there is a lot better on the horizon, something that will provide all that and more, but the one you just got turned down for is obviously not going to be a good one. You're going to end up in that one if you got in there and it was going to just turn out to be a train wreck, a shit show. Excuse my French on the show here. But it was not going to be good, and you were not going to like the other people you would have to work with, okay? I'm feeling like what better is on the horizon is only another week or two out. I'm really getting a week rather than a week or two, but I always say a week or two just to be safe because timelines can change, okay? So the real message in this is to stay on your high-flying disc and visualize. Obviously, you've been doing a lot of that lately. Continue to visualize yourself being in a positive situation, already having what it is that you desire and what you need, okay? Because what is to come will provide you the best people to work with, the best scenario. It's going to be a really good situation for you with room to grow and expand. Plus, the time management will be very easy to work with, okay?
Oh, great. When you say that something's going to come within a week or two, does that mean that I'm going to see the job listing within a week or two? Because I haven't applied for any other job.
Well, you're probably going to see it by then. You know, you just have to put some of these pieces together yourself. But obviously, if you haven't been applying, it's going to be around that time that you actually see the listing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe you see the listing tomorrow and you get the job the next day. Things are possible. Just be open to what possibilities are out there and know that the universe has your back.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right, our next caller today is going to be area code 267. First three digits are going to be 373. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Thank you. Go right into your question. Thank you. How are you? My name is Lisa, calling from New York. I'm going to start looking for a brand and for a new job and starting in October. Yes, I'm so jaded where I am right now. I am bored to death.
Don't say the D word. That's a bad word.
Okay, don't say the D word. Okay, I'm jaded. That's all I'm going to say. And I think I'm actually going to be taking some an administrative assistant course as well so that I can get a better paying job. So do you see me leaving this company? I mean, I want to leave at the right time for the right job.
I do see you leaving this company, and I do see you in a new position that's going to be with the right challenges for you and the right growth. I'm feeling November for some reason. November is very much sticking out like a sore thumb. And I was kind of already picking up on you a little bit when I was on the other call. And I'm like, well, hold on. The energy needs to wait. There's a lot of impatience over here, okay? But that's okay because look at it this way. You're stuck in a situation with a rock and a hard spot, and people are just being mean to you for no good reason, okay? But don't worry. That's not going to be a problem for too much longer. Okay.
Okay. I am cheering up. Okay. I'm taking the advice and I'm going to calm down. And besides, I'm taking meditation classes too. So
wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, wonderful. All right. You're welcome. Have a great night. Bye bye.
You too.
Our next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 404. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, hello there. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you could pick up on the energy. I was wondering, should I move stay in Cleveland, shall I stay, move to the west side or to the east side or just whatever comes up.
It's the east side. I got your message about 3 days ago.
3 days ago? What?
Yep. Sometimes I pick up on people way before they even show up. It's going to be the east side. I don't know exactly why, but I already had a vision of you over there with a grin from ear to ear, boy. We expect to, like I said to another caller earlier tonight, looks can be deceiving, okay? If the east side is looking a little bit more of like a challenge, maybe there's a reason for that. But there is something very positive over that way for you.
Okay. I'll see what it is.
All right. Very good. You have a great evening.
Bye. All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 805. First three digits are 617. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller 805. First three digits 617. You are now live and on air. Okay. There we go. All right. Our next and final call for the evening is going to be area code 216. First three digits are 376. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Reverend Adam.
Hello there. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I had spoke with you about 3 or 4 months ago about a matter. This is a different concern. I decided I worked as a production assistant on a film a couple of years ago, and it was free. I applied to 3 different production assistant for films here that's filming here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Should I give you the? I need to know which one would I and will I be hired for which one, and when are they start? Well, when is it due to start?
Okay.
Should I give you the names of the film?
Yeah, if you give me the names, I'm going to be able to point out to you which one you're going to have the most luck with. And I don't know when any of them are going to be able to start, but let's try this. Okay, just give me the names first.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Okay.
This was, it was changed from another name.
Mm-hmm. All right, that one was changed twice over. Give me the next one.
The Minuteman.
That one's resonating a little bit more. And then the third one?
my one and only, or my only sunshine, I think it's called.
Okay. My only sunshine and the Minuteman are going to be your best luck, but the Minuteman seems to stick out like a sore thumb. Okay? So I think you're going to have the best luck with that one. I don't like the first one at all. It just, you know, it's not even the name itself that's getting me. It's the energy off of it. I think the people working on it are not going to really be able to do it justice.
Hmm. Interesting, because there's some name, you know, the director and actors attached to it. Oh, okay.
Oh, I know. I know, but
yeah.
I'm just getting
right.
that feeling like it's not going to really be justified right. in the way it should
right.
have been. It's a very
right.
heavy message that they're trying to convey, and
right.
I feel like they're going to be trying to make it all too foo-foo.
Okay. Now, will I be paid as a production assistant from the other film that you got a stronger?
Yes, I do believe there is a pay on that one.
Good. Okay.
A girl
okay.
needs to get paid, right? Shoot.
Yeah, well, they here in this town, they like to want to do everything free as a writer, as an actor, as a singer,
yeah, well,
musician. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, and I'm working on, you know, self-educating myself, you know, as a copywriter, you know, just,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting, teaching myself that skill as
right.
well as an audio editor mixer and the software connected
yes,
with it.
And there's a fourth
okay.
one out there. What's the fourth one? Do you know yet?
No, I just only applied to three.
Okay. Know that a new one might come to you, and you might want to apply to that as well. Okay?
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much, and it's good to speak with you.
Wonderful. You as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.